sharing a message that is engaging and fun in keeping the legal and compliance team a part of that process. We're one team, one dream, and we're cross-collaborating, and it's not a power struggle.
Welcome to the Leaders of B2B podcast, a weekly show where we bring you interviews and in-the-weeds expertise with today's B2B experts and thought leaders. You can see more about today's episode and guest by visiting our website at leadersofb2b.com.
All right, we're day two at Content Marketing World. I have a great guest, Bria Belp. We were just talking off air about corporate influencers and like the role that they play within businesses. And so I want to just hand you over and like talk about exactly where we're going with this, because where I was coming from a podcast lens, like these are the exact type of folks that who should be leading the podcast, the evangelists of the product, the ones who are going to be like those who are the walk, the talk, the face of the organization. And you were talking about how it's transitioning from going out to either sales meetings or dinners and selling either the product or making those partnerships, but it's changed in the, I'm going to say in the last few years, but maybe longer. How do you feel about that?
You hit the nail on the head. You think about where people want their information and what makes them secure. And when you're doing business with folks who keep a finger on the pulse and really study the industry and really analyze where we currently exist and where we're going, that helps develop trust. And people don't do business with people that they don't trust or that don't know anything about them, right? You think about doctors and how they may be good in their craft, but new technology comes out. And do they just use the technology or do they do research and they study use cases and they go to conferences and they practice on these new tools? And the same thing applies to business. Technology is impacting different sectors, and being able to really put yourself in the driver's seat and be a student of the industry is very valuable. And then on the flip side, while you're doing the behind the scenes work, vocalizing what you're learning, what you're seeing, what you're feeling in some of the emotions and the transactions that, and I say transactions because I work at JP Morgan in the payment space, but you're putting your thought and expertise on LinkedIn or in the media and showcasing, hey, I am very in tune with where we're going as a society, where we're going in the industry, and really tapping into showing that you care.
And I think like the savvier marketers are those who are like those evangelists of the product. Like they're the ones who realize not only is it helpful for the brand and like leveling up and humanizing the brand, it also builds their personal brand, right? And so we worked with somebody at Qualtrics before, and his whole identity like within the business was like, okay, I am supposed to be the face of the organization, and like I am going to be going to different road shows. I'm going to be doing podcasts. I'm going to be doing webinars. I'm going to be doing the whole thing. And it was this whole position that's being created. I think I haven't seen as much acceleration in that type of role recently, but is there anything like that you've seen in this space, and not to put you on the spot, but that you think like who's doing it right? Or are you guys trying to do that at JP Morgan? Like, where do you, like, do you think it's going to like go that route in the future, or like, or do you think it's stagnant?
I don't have a crystal ball, but what I can tell you what's valuable today is authenticity. And so you can tell when someone's being disingenuine or just trying to play this role. And not to give all of our secret sauce, but when you're having a conversation, you can tell when it's a genuine conversation versus when it's a sales pitch. And that is the experience and a testimony to what is a thought leader versus what is a commercial. And some of our, I guess, I'll give a little bit of our secret sauce is implementing your real life into the workspace. And what I mean by that is we can talk about how money moves and what that means for businesses and what that means for consumers. But sometimes it's powerful when you're able to metaphorically tell that story. Right? It's sometimes I connect with some of my colleagues and I know that they're running marathons, but maybe the client that they're working with is a sprinter. And we talk about going on stage and highlighting that, right? There are different products that JP Morgan has to for businesses to use and capitalize on, but not all businesses are run the same. Not all businesses have the same need. And so the same is true with athletes. A person who's running a marathon is going to train differently than a person who is a sprinter. But if you were to go to the same trainer, that person, that trainer has his or her expertise, but the recipe is going to be just a tad bit different. And saying that on stage, it kind of wows people because you see their face when they're connecting the dots. It's like, oh, wow, this person is fun.
Yeah.
I want to have a conversation with them after this session and more business. And so it's embedded in that whole storytelling, that whole corporate influencer mindset. You think as consumers, we see content all the time of, you know, best Amazon buys and this is how this has made my life simpler. And it's the same thing. It's the same reason why we sit in a movie theater for 2 hours. It's the same reason, if church is your thing, why you sit in the pew for hours hearing messages that you already know, but it's the story. And so bringing those stories to life on how the solutions and the products or whatever you're selling impacts the human behind the business sale is what thought leadership, sir, content is all about.
That really resonates with me. And obviously, I see everything from a podcast lens, but one of the main tactics that we see our clients or prospects want to leverage in podcasting is account-based marketing. So they will have somebody on the show or as a guest on their show who they may want to do a partnership with, or they may want to like essentially sell their services to. And so when we talk about this methodology and like having somebody come on, they're always like, isn't that disingenuous? Like, isn't that something that they know you're selling? I'm like, well, no, not if you're authentic about it. Not if you're like trying to actually help the audience and genuinely like have an open conversation about what's happening in whatever that space is. So that resonates a lot. The one thing I do want to ask you here is about like, you're in a very regulated market. I want to talk about like how you have to think about like developing content creatively in a space that requires a lot of compliance, a lot of approvals, and like, how do you really get to flex that creative muscle in a space like that? I work with Morgan Stanley. I work with a couple other large financial firms, and this has been a struggle, candidly. Like I can say it till I'm blue in the face to try these ideas, but at the end of the day, you almost sense from not just them, but all other partners that like it's like pulling teeth to try to do something new and creative. How do you think about that? And you don't have to go into like major details. It's you personally. How do you think about like that struggle?
That's a great question. And I feel like I will make HR really proud with my answer. And I was not expecting this question, but I think changing your mindset. If you think about legal and compliance, instead of thinking or having this idea of a dream killer or the big bad wolf, think of it as a layer of protection for yourself and the company. You would rather have someone say, hold on, that's a little iffy. Let's fine tune those words here. Let's use a different graphic to protect your job. Because if no one says anything and then things take a turn for the worse, then it's like, I wish somebody would have told me. So that is my frame of mindset when I do get pushback or clarity from our legal team. On the back half of that, it's sharing a message that is engaging and fun and keeping the legal and compliance team a part of that process. So it's not me versus compliance. It's we're one team, one dream, and we're cross-collaborating, and it's not a power struggle.
Yeah, last question here, because I wanted to keep it short, as I promised. Outside of AI, what are some trends and things that you're thinking? Again, you don't have a crystal ball, but what are some things that you're seeing, and where do you think content marketing or marketing in general is heading in the next, let's call it 12 to 18 months? Little bit of a loaded question, but and then with the liner of like, there's no AI, because I feel like AI is like the easy crutch answer here, but I don't know. I know it's dominating, but I like to stay outside of it.
And that's a good question. And AI is definitely, I understand why it's a hot button issue, but I think the ability to be vulnerable and emotional in content, it can be something that is an oversight, especially when you're in the B2B space, because it's one business talking to another business. And again, it goes back to what I said at the beginning is human-centric content. And so earlier in one of the sessions, I heard someone say, you know, everyone's fast and scalable and these buzzwords that a lot of us use. But I think that's how you differentiate yourself in the space is when you're able to pull on the heartstrings whether it's B2B or B2C, because at the end of the day, you're talking to a human. There's someone that has shaken your hand and has written and signed the contract, right? And so no matter what entity or person you're talking to, you can't skip over the power of emotion.
Awesome. Well, Bria, thank you for the time. I appreciate it. I'm glad we got to do this, and I hope it's not the last time we have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this episode of the Leaders of B2B podcast. And as always, you can see more information about this episode and all the resources mentioned at leadersofb2b.com. If you enjoyed the show, please give us a 5-star rating. This episode is brought to you by Content Allies. We help B2B companies launch revenue-generating podcasts. We schedule interviews between you and your ideal prospects and strategic partners. You show up for engaging conversations. We handle everything else. Ready to build a podcast that grows your business in just 1 hour per week? Reach out to us at contentallies.com.